Hallelujah. It's a great day to be alive. Thank you for coming today. The Lord will richly bless you for making your way to His house. And as you know that Bible said that we have better interest to be in the house of the Lord than to be somewhere else. So He said that He reward those who look for Him faithfully. So today is a very blessed day.
Amen.
Today we keep celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. What He has done on the cross for us is very, very important. So today God put on my heart to share a little bit about what you have known already. And this one is just a reminder of what you have already known. So the message I have today, the Lord put on my heart today, is the triumph of the cross. The deliverance we have through the cross of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, let your word bless us today. Inspire us, strengthen us, change us, so we can change the whole world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 14. Are you hearing me very well? Okay, I think everybody is hearing. Okay, Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18, it's written, "As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation. May God's peace and mercy be upon our life by this principle. They are the new people of God. From now, don't let anyone trouble me with these things, for I bear on my body the scars that shows I belong to Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen." At the cross, Bible said that we have been delivered. We have been given eternal life at the cross. Bible declared that God gave eternal life. And this life is in the Son. He who has the Son has eternal life. And he who does not have the Son, the wrath of God is upon him. Very important. He who has the Son has life. Jesus came. He died on the cross, so we might have life. Bible said that He came so we might have life and have it more abundantly until it overflows. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9 to 10, is written, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it, for you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have caused them to become kings, kingdom of priests for our God, and they will reign on earth." You and I, we are here together from every place, Africa, America, Europe, whatever, and we gather together today, and we call it church. Without the cross, this will not be possible. Without the sacrifice of one person on the cross, God sacrificed himself for us so we can gather together and worship him and for the glory of his name. So I say, we don't have white church, we don't have black church, as like people say, "Oh, this is white church, I don't go to white church." We are church of Jesus Christ, period.
Amen.
Church of Jesus Christ, period. One message.
Thank you, Lord.
Message of the cross. Simple. Amen. At the cross, we have healing over every sickness and disease known and unknown to men. Because it's written, he himself took up our infirmities, he carried our sorrows, and by his wound we are healed.
Amen.
It didn't say we will be healed. We are healed right now. So if you have anything in your body that is troubling you, remember this. He took it away. The symptom might be there, but it doesn't mean that you are sick. He said, you are healed.
Amen.
That sacrifice on the cross heal you right now. So go on the cross every day. Say, "Jesus, you did it for me.
Amen.
You did that for me. So how come I have this?" I believe his spirit within you will reveal to you a way or something to do to get rid of that is going on in your body. I believe that. Strongly, I believe it. Amen.
Amen.
At the cross, we have riches, the riches of Abraham. For it's written, though Jesus was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich. In the Bible, God said that Abraham is very rich in silver, gold, and cattle, and whatever. Usually people think that when you are Christian, you don't have to be rich, because they say that when you are rich, you will never serve God. That's not true. God wants everyone to be rich, so we can help the kingdom of God. So we can sow in the kingdom of God. If you are poor, how can you give to the church so the gospel can be preached around the world? No. God wants us rich. 3 John said, "I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul keeps well and prosper."
Amen.
That's what the Bible said.
Amen.
So we have the responsibility to go to God and ask him to teach us how to make riches, how to be profitable.
Amen.
Amen. At the cross, Jesus took all our poverties, physical poverty, spiritual poverty, financial poverty. He took it all, and he gave us the riches of the kingdom of God. Amen. At the cross, we have peace with God. Bible mentioned that Adam and Eve walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. Then sin happened, and this relationship was broken. And God is so attached to his plan to have a relationship with his people. He provided a lamb that would take the sin of the whole world away. That lamb is Jesus Christ. He came, he died on the cross, he took all our sin. John, in the book of John, is written, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who took the sin of the whole world." He took it away. He took it away. There's nothing the enemy can accuse you about again anymore. At the cross, Jesus, with his right hand, reached out and touched the right hand of the Father. And with his left hand, he reached down the pits of hell and took me and you's hand. He put it together at the cross, the hand of the Father and the hand of us. And from there, peace happened. We have the peace of God at the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
We have the peace of God at the cross. Amen.
Amen.
At the cross, every demon in hell trembles at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ. Bible declared that at the mention of his name, every knee must bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Every demon must bow. I remember a story of a guy. He said that the first day a seatbelt was brought in America here, seatbelt in the car. That first year, he took his son, 5 years old, on next to him. He was driving, and the son, 5 years old, was sitting on the other side of the car. And he forgot to put the seatbelt on for the child. So what happened? What doesn't happen? He was driving, and all of a sudden, the other side where the son was seated, that door was open. And the child fell off. And behind him, there was another car coming. And when he realized that the son fell off, he said, "Jesus!" And the car behind him stopped. The son was not crushed by the car. And when they get out together, he said, "What happened?" And the other driver said, "I don't know. I just stopped. What did it happen?" Jesus. So, in every circumstance, what is the name you call? What name do you call? Do you call Jesus, or you call your pastor, or you call your whatever? No. Jesus, I have a friend of mine who always said, "Go to the cross, not to the phone." In your problem, in your situation, go to the cross, not to your phone. People love to take the phone call. "Oh, you know what problem I had? I had this. No. Don't do that. If you used to do it, stop it. Go to the cross. Tell God, "Father, this is what I am going through. help me out. Simple prayer, but very, very, very efficacious.
Amen.
Very efficacious. Please, don't talk about your problem. Say what you want, not what is going on, not what is happening to you. Call in existence what does not exist.
Amen.
God give us this power at the cross. Amen. Without the cross, it's impossible for us to be saved, to have peace, to have joy, to be delivered. If anyone wants eternal life, you have to go to the cross. The question I believe everyone in this life will ever answer one day is going to be this: what do you do with the cross? What do you do with what sacrifice Jesus made on the cross for you? What do you do with that?
Amen. That's right.
The question everybody in this life, not only Christian, everybody in this life will answer one day: what do you do with the cross? We have this verse of John 3 verse 16, who always say, God so loved the world, and that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes him must not perish, but have eternal life. So the eternal life is in only one place: receive Jesus Christ. Receive it. And the book of John says that those who receive it, he has given power to become child or children of God. If I have this, I want to give it to you, right? If I give it to you, before you benefit from it, you have to receive it. If you don't receive it, you will not benefit from it. So God gave us his Son. We must receive it.
Amen.
I know many churches, they don't understand this. Though they read the Bible, Bible says, unless you are born again, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Only one condition: unless you are born again. Being born again is to receive Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. God gave it to you. You must receive it. And if you don't receive it, you don't benefit from it. So I said, everybody who goes to church, everybody who prays, everybody who gives tithes is not a child of God unless you receive the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. I want to share with you a little bit about the day I came, I became born again. I was born and raised Catholic. I sing choir for at least 7-8 years. And one day I remember, I read somewhere in the Bible said that Jesus said, at the last day I will say, I know you not. I do not know you.
Right.
It's not everyone who called the name of the Lord who do the will of God. We must do the will of God is to receive Jesus Christ. So, my wife and I, we were Catholic. It happened that one day, she, at her work, her boss is Christian born again. So at work, the boss always tell all of them about Jesus Christ, to be born again, be born again. And even one day in the week, they close down the whole store just to read the Bible, to do this teaching. So, my wife got saved. I wasn't. She came home and tell me about all the story. I said, no. Because I was a stubborn man. Seriously. I was inflexible. I don't listen to anything else than what I know. And I think I know better than everybody. So he was telling me, and by telling me, she kept praying for God to change my heart. And I didn't know she was praying. And one day she started going to Christian born again church. And I keep going to Catholic church. And it happened that one day her pastor invited me to the church. I said, no, I'm not coming. So I didn't go. But at night, every other Friday, they get together at church from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. just for prayer, overnight prayer. And every time the vision gets there, she always gives the request that the Lord will change me. I didn't know anything. On my bed one day, I was having a dream, and I didn't know who was speaking to me in my dream. He said, Claude, surrender. You have nothing to lose. I didn't see anybody. I just hear the voice like that. Claude, surrender. You have nothing to lose. And I woke up and said, what is this? And from that day, I was praying for the pastor to invite me again. So they invited me. I went to the overnight prayer. And what happened during that prayer is everybody who comes to the prayer wants something or have a request. You give the request to the pastor. He called the request 15 minutes before they start the meeting. So a lady at that church gave that request. Her problem was this. She says, when she sleeps at night, she sees somebody. She didn't see the physical, the person, but she only sees cigarettes. Somebody was smoking cigarette in her room. She can see the smoke, she can see the fire, but she didn't see the person. And at night, excuse me this, that person sleep with her. And that's her request. When the pastor came, the whole congregation made a circle. And everybody who has a problem has a knee in the center of the circle. And everybody has, the whole congregation will start praying. And this is what the pastor said. See, the pastor relayed the problem of the lady. And she kneeled between the circle. And the pastor said this. This woman is born again. The spirit of the Lord lives in her. So there's no other spirit that can live in her anymore. So from that day, the prayer everybody had to speak over that lady is, this body is a temple of God. God's spirit lives here. So the spirit of mommy, that's what we call it back home, the spirit of water. According to the description of the lady was possessed by this demon of the water. And when you are possessed by this demon, you will never get married because that demon married you already, spiritually. So this is what happened. So, this word was preaching over that lady. This body is the temple of God. God's spirit lives in here. Spirit of demon of mommy, get out in the name of Jesus. They have been spoken this word over. I'm telling you, for the whole night, nobody else came to that center, only that lady. It was very, very difficult to deliver that woman. And guess what? She was delivered only by this simple only one sentence. When I saw that, I said, what? So the, this power in the word of God.
Amen.
Just simple words. And that deliverance happened.
Amen.
And I was delivered too. I was delivered from the spirit of the rebellion.
Amen.
And I got saved. Praise God. That day, I got saved. Since that day, I start going to that church. And I can tell you that my life gets better. I can tell it. Because I was very rebellious. So brothers and sisters, I don't have much to tell you today. This word is true. Bible declares, do not drift away from the simplicity of the word.
Amen.
It's very simple. This word goes against human reasoning. If you have human reasoning, you will never benefit from this. Bible said, by his stripes you are healed. Period. Know that you are healed. Jesus said earlier, I believe I will see the goodness of the Lord in this land of living.
Amen.
We will see it. We will see it. God is not a man that he should lie, said the Bible.
Yeah.
Whatever he says, wait for it. Be patient. Be patient. You will see it. His sacrifice on the cross is not vain. We always benefit from it. Without the cross, we have no life.
Right.
We have without the cross, we have nothing. What happened on the cross, we must receive it before we can benefit from it. We must benefit from it unless only when we receive it. It's a gift. We don't deserve it. It's not because of,
amen,
I am a good looking man. It's not because I am very rich. It's not because I do good. No. God saved you without your perfect work.
Mm-hmm.
He sacrificed his son for us. Please don't let this pass you by. Hold on it. Hold it. Go to God all the time. Say, God, you said this. I believe that I will see your goodness in this land of living. It's not it's not the dead who will praise God. God will do good to us so we can sing his praise.
Amen.
And so people will know that we have a God who loves us no matter what we do.
Amen.
He made a way for us every time we sin, because he knows that we will never live in this world without sinning. We will sin no matter what. But he said that if it happened that you sin, acknowledge it, confess it, and the blood of his son, he will forgive you first, and the blood of his son will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. What awesome God we have. What a wonderful God we have.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is a very simple message God put on my heart to share with you today. And I believe you receive it. And if there is someone here who doesn't receive it yet, the opportunity to give it to you today. Don't let this day pass you by. We are going to bow our heads and close our eyes and pray. If you don't receive Jesus Christ yet as your personal Savior, please you can do it right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I believe you died for me, and that your blood pays for my sins and provides me with the gift of eternal life. By faith, I receive that gift and I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the sacrifice of the cross. We thank you for your love for us. We surrender ourselves to you today. Papa, have your way in our life. Without you, we can do nothing. Help us in our infirmities. Lord, for the glory of your name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.